The Lenten Devotional for Thursday, March 28, 2019, by the Reverend Luke Farwell, Minister of Word and Sacrament at the First United Presbyterian Church of De Pere, Green Bay, Wisconsin. The scripture reading for the day is John chapter 8, verses 21 through 32. In the United States, a free press is understood to function in society as a counterbalance to the government's inherent inclination toward the abuse of power. The inestimable value of the press is therefore tied to the veracity of its reporting. The free press is useful to its citizens and preserving of their freedoms, insofar as it can be trusted. In John 8:21 to 32, we find Jesus engaged in a heated debate with his peers concerning the truth of his identity and their general misunderstanding of his ministry and mission. The Gospel of John portrays Jesus as besought and beleaguered by those who are in need of the truth, but who struggle to trust his words. In today's reading, we are challenged by the crowd's question to Jesus, "Who are you?" Never has there been uttered a more important question. Who is this person called Jesus of Nazareth? In our nation, we are at crisis point regarding people's distrust of the very news they hear on a daily basis. As Christians, we proclaim that the source of our truth allows us to understand in his light all other truths, so that we may discern and recognize what can be trusted. Jesus promised his disciples, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." This Lent, let us commit ourselves in deepening our understanding of God's truth, as it has been disclosed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. By doing so, we will be better equipped to seek, uphold, and share the truth of God's love with the world. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are the truth that sets us free to be citizens of your kingdom. Let us therefore rejoice in the truth as we seek to follow your Son, who came to set all people free from the chains of ignorance and injustice. Help us to recognize our own duplicitous nature in spreading falsehoods and seeking to mislead others. Bring us into the light of your Son, that we might repent of our sins and recommit ourselves to the sharing of your good news. Amen.